You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Chins with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Brought to you by Drake Street Studios.
Thank you very much to Drake Street Studios, very kind sponsors of the segment. Great place to go record your music if you are a band or a musician. They're really nice people. It's a really fantastic space, nice and central, and they're all very, very friendly as well. Morena Kirsten, how are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm coming to you live from Masterton.
Well, hey, shout out to Masterton.
From the ton.
We're talking about something that's been hotly requested. When we talked about sort of tuned percussion the other week, we had a lot of questions about steel pans come through, and kind of since then people have been texting in for steel pans every week, Kirsten. So we're giving the people what they want today.
That's so funny. All right.
What are we talking about here? What is a steel pan?
Well, apparently, steel pan and steel drum are the same things. It's just one thing Americans call them. And then the people of Trinidad and Tobago, they're one of the main proponents of the steel pan. It literally is oil drums that were left by American soldiers in Trinidad and Tobago and around the Caribbean. And using the top of the drum, if you hammer it out and treat it a certain way, you can get it to play a scale for you.
Very
and
nice.
And so it's a new instrument. It's the only genuinely new acoustic instrument in the 20th century.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
I for some reason, I imagine them being a lot older. They first appeared on television, the BBC, in the 1950s.
Okay.
So they were sort of developed in the 1930s and 40s. So
they are
newish.
They're newish.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit play on this first track. I mean, what a spectacular sound, isn't it?
I know. Nothing sounds like it. It's this weird sort of ping, but it's dampened by the sort of rubber tipped players.
Mallets?
The sticks. Mallets.
Sticks? Yeah. I don't know what the technical term is, but something in that world.
And I guess a lot of the rhythms that you play with it sort of captures the whole sort of colonial history of Trinidad and Tobago. You know, there was indigenous people there. There were Spanish colonizers. Then they brought over Africans, and then French colonizers. It's off the coast of Venezuela, so you know you've got that continent. And this guy playing at the moment, Andy Norell. He's obviously he's a jazz person. He's a jazz pianist.
Right. Okay.
But he spent a lot of time with Trinidad folks in New York City. His father was a social worker, and he got a music degree from Berkeley. It's a really interesting story. And then now he does a lot of work in Trinidad and
that's so interesting.
Composes there and does stuff. So he's, you know, legit.
He's connected in. And also, I was reading about him because I was kind of fascinated by this record when you sent it through. People sort of say he's one of the guys who brought steel pan sound into jazz in a kind of like, you know, he got people to take it seriously for whatever
right. That
means. You know,
right.
You know, people were doing it maybe, but he sort of was like, hey guys, this is a real sound. You should really be thinking about this. And by hey guys, I'm talking about those quite perhaps rarefied spaces that freak out about the origins of the music they play or something.
Wow, because that's so interesting, because that's so funny, jazz being like that. Because
I know.
It was originally a folk music, too.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, but now it acts like it's a classical music, and to bring a folk instrument, yeah, it's interesting that, you know, that. I mean, obviously they're trying to maintain themselves as a genre, and we see lots of genres doing that. But yeah, because it was like a folk instrument, you know?
Totally. I feel like it is the most sort of impossible to feel stink sound when you're listening to it. You know, like, hard to be in a bad mood when you've got this lovely, warm, rich, joyful sound of the steel pan bing-bonging away in the background.
Bing-bonging, and I love your possible to feel stink. So they do steel pan orchestras, full orchestras, and you can buy them, I guess, for, you know, like schools or groups. You can wear, most of them you can wear with a strap, or you can have them on stands. Again, I wonder if anyone here in Aotearoa, you know, I should have looked it up to see if we have any groups that
are there
play
any,
them.
Yeah, New Zealand-based steel pan orchestras or crews? Text us on 5395. That's definitely something BFM listeners would know about. I feel like the first time I heard of steel pan live was in London, and it was like a group of maybe five guys busking, basically. And it is just incredible. You can hear it from kilometres away. But again, no one's mad about it. Everyone's just stoked.
It's such
having
a good sound.
The
Everyone's
time of their life.
A good time.
Exactly.
Well,
immediately feels like
you say
summer.
That you can hear it from kilometers away, but yet it's not super like sharp.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
It's just
but yeah,
resonant.
Right, outdoors it carries.
Well, this is a beautiful song, Andy, but it is a long as song, and we've got a little bit of Mad Lib to get into for this next one. Mad Lib and MF Doom. Ah, there is a steel pan group that plays the Kumu Market.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
They just trying to get a nut like squirrels
in his mad world. Land of milk and honey. Okay, so you can hear in the background here. Girls get necklaces of pearls. Compliments of the town jeweler. Now, presumably this is being used as a sample here. Do you know where the samples come from, Kirsten?
No, because I was trying to look it up because I was trying to see who played. And then I'm like, oh, no, of course it's not who played. It's a sample.
It's a sample. No better sampler than Mad Lib out there.
That's right. But, so like, you know, using it in different genres. So it's originally supposed to be for Calypso and Soca, which are Trinidad and Tobago genre. But yeah, people playing with it and using it in lots of genres. So we heard jazz and now hip-hop. Growing up too fast, showing up to class with my wet in a flask. He asked the teacher if he leave, will he pass? His girl is home alone, he trying to get the...
It's interesting because I've listened to this song, you know, I've listened to this album a lot, but I've never really focused in on the pans in this before, and it does just add something really interesting and kind of out of time a wee bit to it, which is such a Mad Villain thing to do.
Well, and so organic, you know, as opposed to electronic.
This is such a short song as well, another classic Mad Villainy situation, a 1 minute track. Who are we listening to here, Kirsten?
This is a funny one. This is a German funk ensemble.
Heck yeah.
Called the Bachau Rhythm and Steel Band. And they got their start doing covers online, and their first one was 50 Cent's P.I.M.P.
Which people will be very familiar with if they watched Anatomy of a Fall, which was like the big movie of last year because it took out the Palme d'Or at Cannes and stuff. It's a significant plot point in that film. Like, quite crucial.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It loops for like the first 15 minutes of that movie. That's all you can hear.
Oh, well, so they're really raking it in.
They are indeed. They'll be
from
making big money in that one song at least.
From being an internet sensation.
But these
now,
guys
apparently the lead singer did had lived in Trinidad and Tobago for a while in his life, so I guess they had the connection. And I guess that's the case with any instrument. Are you listening to the instrument as a sound, or is it carrying with it its cultural baggage? And that you want that. You know, sometimes you want that. You want people to hear, you know, Trinidad and Tobago and the flavor of it. And sometimes you don't. You just want like a sort of a sonic texture.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. I mean, these guys are really popular, though. Like, really popular. They play pretty big festivals, I think. Like, maybe Glastonbury a couple of years back? Don't quote me on that one. I should.
They are quite big in Europe.
They are. Yeah, yeah.
Well, and imagine the spectacle, you know, of a full orchestra. So there are different, you know, there's tenors and bass ones and ones we call cello ones and a guitar one, you know, different shapes of the body, you know, to change the tone. And so with the orchestra, you get certain ones that are just playing ostinatos, you know, just repeated patterns, and some that are doing, like, you know, the lead melody.
Getting a little bit of all of those different sounds in there. I think we have to play a little bit of the PIMP track just so that people can understand. Traumatizing to film nerds, maybe. Us a bit of Steel Pan this morning, Kirsten. This has been a lot of fun. I feel kind of like I'm on holiday now.
And it's great to have the fans participating in the show.
The Travelling Tune fans spoke.
That's right.
And we have delivered. And a couple of them have texted and saying, thank you, Kirsten, for indulging the Steel Pan heads out there.
The pan heads.
The pan heads. Hey, thank you very much, Kirsten. We will see you next week. Thanks to Drake Street Studios as well. Have a great weekend. Catch you soon.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Simke.
Brought to you by Drake Street Studios.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.